Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
We're back into tomorrow from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us on the program. If you should miss any of our 3 hours again this week, or this week and next week, depending on when you're listening, know that it's all there for you at intotomorrow.com, along with video of all of the radio interviews from IFA in Berlin. We don't want you to miss a minute of that. There's so much to cover. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. And by QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution by awarding the quietest products. QuietMark.com for more. And by our friends from I'll Call Communications. For small business phones, just tell them I'll Call. Visit ISLECall.com. Our next guest is introducing a cool new product here at IFA that, if you are into the water and like to go underwater, how would you like to scoot underwater? And you think, what? How could you possibly do that? Well, the chief technology officer for a company called Shenzhen Janino is Wong. Wong, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. You brought a rather unique device. So for those listening on the radio, again, intotomorrow.com, you'll see the video. But those who are already watching the video, this is pretty cool. It's a Trident underwater scooter, yes?
Yes, it is an underwater scooter named Trident. We use the name of the weapon from the sea god called Poseidon.
Yes.
It's using the three-trial Trident weapon. So we use this mighty weapon to name our product. That means Trident is powerful, it is fast, and it is cool that for you to use underwater like a Poseidon.
Okay, so think of a hoverboard, I guess, but underwater.
Yes, exactly.
So we would simply stand on this platform, right?
Simply, or you grab the platform.
You grab it, okay.
Grab this one.
Oh, okay.
Grab the handles there.
All right.
And you press both of the buttons, and you will see the propellers screaming.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And powerful then thrust comes from propellers.
Right.
Leading you into the ocean.
Okay, got you. Good, because I was going to say, if you stood on here, that seems a little bizarre.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that. Okay, now I understand. So these handles that you'd simply reach through, push the buttons, and it propels you.
Yes.
And now it looks like, because you can control each propeller differently, that you would be able to make turns and so forth? Or?
Well, actually, the Trident is designed to for open water free diving and also free with swimming. You just have to grab the handles and turn left, turn right,
oh, okay.
Turn up,
so you're just
down.
Turning it very easily, very naturally.
Yeah, every direction, every motion, every move. It's your choice.
Okay. And now, primarily, what's the market for this? Who are you looking to sell these to?
Well, very good question, Dave. We're actually selling the Trident for, you know, people who swim well and they want to swim better, but they don't want to spend too much energy. They want to be tired.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, they can use the Trident to, you know, swim across the ocean in the coastal swim and to do also the fancy stuff.
Yeah. I don't know that they'd swim across the ocean with it. It probably doesn't last that long, the battery. But swim in the ocean at least, right? I just don't want to mislead people. It's like, I could actually use this to cross the ocean. That would be difficult.
Yeah. Small distance.
Right, exactly. Just off the coast, maybe.
Off the coast.
Yeah. And you could pretend to be your own submarine almost by just holding on to this.
Holding up, and also for divers.
Okay.
Who love to go on the ocean.
Oh, that's true. So if you're a scuba diver.
Yeah, scuba diver.
This would be a great way to move around.
As well.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
very cool.
And then it can go deep down up to 50 meters.
Okay.
Yeah, cover the most diving distance mm-hmm. that people can go down. And also, and last for probably 60 minutes. Yeah, pretty long.
Yeah, so about an hour's worth of battery on a fresh charge.
Yeah, that's right. And the best part is you can change it. The battery is changeable.
Okay, yeah. So you can keep a spare charge.
You can spare charge, and it will be you can use for another extra hour.
Yeah. Chris is just reminding me, what about lifeguards, ocean rescue, people like that? Because if it moves fast, perhaps a lifeguard on a beach needs to get to someone quickly, this probably would be a great idea. Use the Trident and get out to someone who needs help.
Very innovative idea. And we are thinking about, you know, arming this equipment with coast guards, with police.
Sure.
And it's very convenient. You can swim much faster than you swim on your arms.
Sure, because this is pulling you with the powerful propellers.
Powerful propellers, maximum up to 1.5 meter per second.
Wow. So it does have some speed there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty quick. Is it available yet on the market?
It is. It will be released in October.
Okay.
Yes,
of this year.
Yeah, of
good.
This year.
So and about a month. Yeah.
The model is pretty very close to the final production.
Okay. Do you have a price in dollars yet? A ballpark price? An idea what it might cost?
Yes, we do. And it's not very expensive. It's just $600 per piece.
Okay, so $600.
Yeah, we're offering this machine.
Yeah.
And also with, you know, handy bags that you can carry with them.
Oh, good.
Also with anti-loose ropes around your neck.
Rope around your wrist. That's much better. Yes. Yeah. No worries. I just wanted to make sure. And there's some weight to it, which is good because it's going to be much lighter in the water, of course.
Exactly.
And this is called the Trident Underwater Scooter.
That's right.
And we can get more information at your website?
That's absolutely.
Very good. Which is genino.com. It's GENEINNO.com. Visit us at intotomorrow.com, and we'll get you there so you can find out what Wong and his team are up to and perhaps even order one. Yeah?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
It's our pleasure to have you. Intotomorrow.com is where you're going to catch all the videos from all of the radio interviews here at IFA in Berlin. Don't miss a minute of everything that we're talking about. And in the meantime, stay tuned for more. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue Into Tomorrow from the Advanced Radio Network.